Well, Trent Davis there has been out-muscled off the ball. You don't say that very often. And, well, a shot's going to come in here. And early doors in this game. And it's Lily Galton there breaking the deadlock. And we've not even had a minute on the clock. Ball comes over the top. Misread a bit there by Fran Davis. He was muscled out of it by Penrith's number seven. Chloe Ainsworth comes out of a goal. Obviously can't handle it because she's outside her 18-yard area. And, well, she didn't win the ball. And, well, Lily Galton, from distance as well, Paul, great finish, makes it 1-0 to the visitors.
I made that 45 seconds.
I think you're right. Well, that's that we were talking just then about how, you know, FC United, a lot in these next couple of hours, a lot of it will be dictated by how this first game goes. And, well, Penrith straight out the blocks and have taken the lead.
Well, certainly a shock start to the game, but... We have got an hour in this game for it to be turned around, so no immediate panic.
Well, here is Garner now on the ball. Garner infield, finds Greenall. Greenall passes this ball out left to find Carrington. Carrington here, moving forward, shoots from distance. And there you go. Well, an instant riposte a minute later. In fact, a minute and 3 seconds later, Abby Carrington there from left back about... What was that, Paul? About 25 yards out, left of centre, buried it into the roof of the net to the goalkeeper's right-hand side. Not much the goalkeeper could do about it. And it's 1-1, Paul. I'm not even had 2 minutes yet.
1 minute, 50 seconds, and it's one apiece.
The first corner to FC United, as we've had. And it's taken quickly by Chambers. Chambers to Garner. Garner's cross is charged down. Back to Chambers, the ball goes on this left-hand touchline. A step over there. Chambers facing the wrong way. Has to try and build the play up again. Garner's onside. Garner now from this left-hand touchline. Plays the ball back in field to Greenall. Greenall's opened up a body for a shot. Oh, and disaster. Disaster for the goalkeeper, Hope Lawson. It just dipped in front of her. But she should have done better there, Paul. And, well... It's FC United coming from 1-0 down early doors to take the lead now, Paul. And, well, on just on 7 minutes, that goal took place. And
that was an absolute disaster for the keeper. You have to really feel sorry for her there. She won't forget that moment. But it just shows you, if you have a go from distance sometimes, it does reap a reward.
Into the centre circle the ball goes. There's O'Keefe. O'Keefe winning the ball back, gets it to Fields. Nice ball infield there by Garner to find O'Keefe again. O'Keefe with a lovely ball over the top there to find Chambers. Chambers lays this ball off to Battle, 6 yards out, taps it into the net. And on 14 minutes, FC United is a lot more comfortable now as we head towards the middle of this first half in this doubleheader. It's 3-1, Paul.
Well, that was unselfish play from Kirsty Chambers. She got herself deep into the box, drew the keeper, slid it across the 6 yard line, and Jess Battle said thank you very much and slid it under the keeper.
And so the last 5 minutes of this first half here at Broaders Park. Ball played to Garner. Garner now on the halfway line plays the ball into the centre circle to Fields. Fields plays it forward to O'Keefe. O'Keefe now back to Fields. Fields, ball played down the line there to find Chambers. Chambers crosses this ball into Battle, and that on 25 minutes is probably the end of this game. FC United now 4-1 up, Paul. Jess Battle scoring her second there, and very similar to the other goal Jess Battle scored, very selfless stuff there from Kirsty Chambers to set that one up.
Like so many goals that Jess Battle has scored for FC, Kirsty Chambers has been the provider there.
Does well, Greenall. Greenall now dinks the ball down the left-hand side to Chambers. Chambers checks his side into the penalty area. Lays the ball off to Garner on the edge of the box, who side-foots it to the right-hand side of Hope Lawson. No chance with that one, Paul. And that's 5-1 with 18 minutes played of the second half.
Quick calculation. That's thanks. 48.
Thanks, Paul. Sean and Jean now. Checks back inside, finds O'Gara in the pocket of space. O'Gara, nice turn there. O'Gara opens up a body, shot comes in, charged down. O'Gara wins the ball back on the left-hand side of Penrith's penalty area. Looking lively. Plays the ball to the edge of the box, finds Garner. Garner, oh, that's a lovely bit of skill. Still with the ball. Garner, inside of the post. In it goes, and that is a fabulous goal there by player of the match. Yeah, absolutely superb. Laura Garner, take a bow. 26 minutes on the clock in the second half, 4 minutes left to play, and that's 6-1, Paul.
Yeah, they've really put this one to bed in some style in the second half, and there's not much really the home side can do about this apart from regroup,